All this talk about April 25th through the 27th, the NFL draft, but no one's telling us what we need to do or what we should know, and that's why we go to Chris Moyer, Senior Director Communications and Public Affairs of Visit Detroit. And he just happens to be married to also a dear friend of ours, Sarah McCush. And so I hope Sarah is good. I hope your child is good. I hope you're good, Chris.
Hey, Paul W., happy first day of spring to you, and Sarah's great, baby Alice is doing well. So now we want to talk about how great things are going to be in Detroit April 25th through the 27th.
The 2024 draft will be held at various downtown locations, including Campus Martius, Hart Plaza, Cadillac Square, and the Monroe Street Midway. Want to make it clear, if you're coming into town, and we have people listening all over the country, you better get your hotel reservation right away because they're filling up if they haven't filled up. So in the surrounding areas, there's still some hotels. But what I want to talk specifically to people within the sound of my voice living around here and what they need to know to be able to come in. It's free, but what do we need to do to be able to come in?
Well, it is free. And today, the NFL has launched their NFL One Pass with the specific registration for the 2024 NFL Draft in Detroit. Again, a free event. And by downloading the NFL One Pass, you get access to the NFL site, both in Campus Martius, where you can watch the draft take place, and the NFL Experience right down there on the river at Hart Plaza and Spirit Plaza.
So how do we get the NFL One Pass?
Well, if you have a smartphone, whether it's an Android or an Apple, a Google, you name it, you go to the app store in your respective smartphone, and you can download it. Now, if you don't have a smartphone, that doesn't mean you're excluded from this fantastic event. We're going to have ambassadors on site at all three gate entrances that will help people get registered so that they, too, can access the site for free.
So people like me who have a smartphone but a dumb owner should have no problem at all. You just go on to your app store and look for NFL One Pass.
That's exactly right. And I don't think there's going to be any user error with you, Paul W. But if you have any trouble, you can always give me a call.
Thank you, Chris. You're always so kind and so helpful. So this is all people need to know, but they really should do this because where there were, 312,000 visitors in Kansas City at last year's draft, we are expecting even more people to come to our fair city to experience this. What numbers are you hearing?
Well, we're going to start with that 312,000 and know that the Metro Detroit region is bigger than the Kansas City metro region. We have a lot of very eager Lions fans ready to show up in their Honolulu blue for the event to cheer on the Lions and see how we can take it to the next level, get past the NFC Championship game, and hopefully bring home a Super Bowl. In addition to that, with six NFL markets from Pittsburgh to Buffalo, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, and Chicago, all within a five-hour drive of Detroit, these are some very rabid fans, and we can't wait to welcome them to our beautiful city.
I see, too, Chris Moyer with us, Senior Director, Communications, Public Affairs, Visit Detroit. I see also that some people are going to be camping, pitching a tent, Sterling State Park in Monroe, Pontiac Lake Recreation Area, Waterford, Highland Recreation Area, White Lake, Brighton Recreation Area, Howell, the list goes on. And you can go to MIDNRReservations.com and get your campsite going. So there's all kinds of ways to enjoy this. There's probably not a Visit Detroit to hotline, but the NFL controls everything. So go online and get that NFL One Pass and get all the information right directly from the NFL. Is that the best advice, Chris?
That's the best advice to get the One Pass, but I will tell you, right on the Visit Detroit website, over the next 37 days, and that's how long it is to the draft, we're going to be continuously putting out information to get people ready to go and to have a fantastic experience with their friends and family to celebrate this incredible, momentous event in our city's history.
Is that visitdetroit.com or org?
Yes, sir. VisitDetroit.com.
VisitDetroit.com, folks, for other information, anything you might need. Enjoy this incredible experience, April 25th through the 27th. It is coming quickly. Thanks, Chris. Say hi to Sarah and Alice.
I sure will. Thanks, Paul W.
Chris Moyer, Senior Director of Communications Public Affairs, Visit Detroit. You've heard us talk to Claude Molinari before. That's part of his team as we continue on the team, WJR.